It's Ian Pickus, and we're in the Congressional Corner today with Mike Sapracone, a Republican running for U.S. Senate in New York. He's hoping to unseat Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand, and he has stopped over to the studio to see us. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thanks for having me, and it's great to be here.
So you used to be a radio guy. What makes you want to go over to the other side?
Well, I did a little radio for about 3 years. You know, I'm a retired detective, and I owned a small business for 33 years. And I was thinking about, I did a lot of talking head things on television for years. I'm a security expert, basically. So I've done that a lot. And I got an opportunity about 3-4 years ago to put the headphones on and play DJ, in a sense, I'm more of a talk show host. And I enjoyed it. I like talking. You'll see that in the next few minutes, I'm sure. I have learned to listen a little bit, but I always enjoyed having guests on my show rather than just looking for call-ins. So it was a lot of fun.
So talk to me about this run for Senate. There was a point where you were mentioned as a possible candidate for the famous George Santos Congress seat. It's a much probably taller ask to get elected to a body with one of 100. So what makes you qualified to be in the Senate?
Well, I think my experience in New York City for 20 years being a detective and working the streets of the five boroughs, I think that's a big deal. And I think my business interest. I owned a pretty decent-sized business, a global company with over 800 employees, and all those employees were active or retired law enforcement. And then I owned a company in Europe where we hired retired military people. So I have the ability to work across the aisle, so say, you know, where I be able to make my clients understand what best practices are and how to work together. And I think part of business is certainly being able to talk to people and understand their issues and their concerns, and then tie that into how you can perform and get things done. You can't always get things done right away, but if you chip at them and you look at things and you listen to what people say, you have that opportunity. And words are really great, but actions are really important. And in business, over my 30-some years, I learned to take a lot of action. I'm used to sitting at the table and not just sitting there, but being the leader at the table.
So specifically, what do you disagree with that Kirsten Gillibrand has done while in office? She's going for a third full term now in the Senate.
Well, I think just let's look at the basic, simple things. Like as I travel these 62 counties, as I talk to people, you know, I talk in cop terms a lot. And if you put her in a lineup, most people couldn't even pick her out of the lineup. A lot of people have not seen her. I've not heard from her, you know, especially since the 2020 election when she ran for president. No one's really seen her at all. She doesn't seem to visit the state. She doesn't seem to talk to the constituents. And I think those are important issues. You know, when she was in Congress in 2007, she seemed to be a very strong moderate and working very strong with both sides. When she was appointed after 2009, she's slowly gone, or maybe not even slowly, but gone completely to the left in a lot of ways. And I think people here understand that we need a solid, common sense type of government. And I don't think we're getting that from her. I think she's on the wrong side of the issues most times.
Republicans haven't won a statewide election in New York State since 2002. Democrats have an enrollment edge about 2-1. How do you turn that around?
I think it's a great challenge. I think it's a great opportunity. I think, you know, if you don't try, you can't accomplish anything. And I think this is timing is everything in life. And I think this is the time. I think Lee Zeldin ran a good campaign 2 years ago for governor. I think if he had picked up a little more in the city, that would have been a big deal. And that might have changed the tide a little bit here in Nassau County and Suffolk County. And I'm from Nassau, originally from Queens. We've had a red wave there over the last several years, and we've picked up a lot of seats. And we turned the House of Representatives from Long Island 2 years ago. So I think opportunity is, it's the time for opportunity. I think it's important to get out there. I'm a city kid. If I can't turn those boroughs and get those people to understand what I did there for my whole life working throughout New York City, then I failed, and I failed the city and the state and our people. I think this is the time to make people understand. The issues are there. The issues aren't just conservative or Republican issues. They're American issues. And people are starting to see that. It's not just about the party you belong to. It's about what's best for us, what's best for our cost of living, what's best on how do we fight crime, how do we fight the migrant situation. And everybody is hurt by this. It's not just one side or the other. And I think that's important right now.
So let me ask you this. Senator Gillibrand, she is from upstate New York. You know, she comes from an Albany family. She lives in the Adirondacks now. People listening to this can tell you are from downstate, as you say. There's, I think, always concern that upstate New York gets forgotten in a lot of these conversations, especially in the state legislature, where so much of the power is concentrated downstate. What would you do for upstate New York if elected to the Senate?
Well, you know, as I travel, I'm learning things. Okay, yes, I'm certainly a downstate guy. I'm certainly a city guy and a Long Island guy. But over my last several weeks, I've learned a lot of things. I mean, I spoke to a young lady in Clinton County, and she said to me her parents moved from Brooklyn many years ago so they could see the stars at night. And I said, okay. And she said, but now all we see at night are helicopter lights because of the northern border and how many migrants are coming across the border. We don't even talk about the migration problem up north. We have this huge northern border with Canada, and it's increased by over 250% in the last year, the migration, the immigrants coming across, the migrants coming across that border. And we're not even paying attention to it. We don't even talk about it. So that's something to look at. And you look at the Rust Belt here in upstate New York, where industry has decreased. How do our children get better jobs? And even if there are jobs for our younger people, how do they improve themselves? How do they get promoted? Those opportunities aren't here anymore. We need to do something about that. So upstate is just as important as downstate. There's different issues up here that we have to deal with, but people aren't listening to those issues anymore. I don't think the senator is listening to these things. And even though she's from up here, you have to understand what the problems are and how do you solve them. We don't even have an A plan, so you can't even come up with a B plan until you at least have some type of plan. We need to put a plan in effect, and that's what's lacking, I think, right now in our state.
Do you think that the House Republicans made a mistake when they rejected the compromise deal on the southern border, which had a lot of the stuff that they've been asking for? The Senate and the White House came together with an immigration deal that would be tied to the foreign aid that the White House was seeking. House Republicans said it was dead on arrival, under pressure from former President Trump, who said he didn't want to give Biden a win. It sounds like, you know, with your focus on the border and immigration, a lot of those problems could have started to have been addressed.
I think when it comes to the border, we need to stop it completely. 5,000.
What does that mean?
5,000 people a day isn't stopping it, or 5,000 a week, or whatever the number was. We need to stop it now. We can't just slow it down at this point. We need to stop it and then start working towards it, towards getting more judges to deal with asylum. Everybody's using that as the excuse. I'm an asylum. There were rules and there are laws on the books that show what it means to be an asylum seeker. We don't do that. We've disregarded when President Biden signed the executive order on day one of his first day in office, he threw away all the rules. Okay, there are rules on the books and laws that we should follow. I think we need to stop the migration situation right now and then work off of that and deal with that. We can't just say, let's slow it down. We're beyond slowing it down. In the last 3.5 years, the number of people that come into this country illegally is out of control. And you can't just slow it down again, I say that. You need to stop it and then put a plan together and work from there.
So do you think, though, that the Republicans in the House have been an impediment toward making some sort of action to address the problem that you see?
I don't know if they've been an impediment, but I think they need to work together. And I think Congress, the House needs to work together and understand what they need to do to be successful. And I think you're seeing all this. We're fighting among ourselves in our own party. And I think that's a problem. You see McCarthy get thrown out, and now they're talking about throwing out Johnson. So we need to get our act together, okay? We need to be big boys and big girls in Congress and step up as Republicans and get the job done. And when I don't think we're doing that right now. I think there are a lot of people who really care and want to do the right thing, but we need to step up and work together. And we're not working together. No one works together anymore. It's you know, when I was younger, no one said to me, are you a Democrat or you're a Republican? You know, no one ever asked me that question. Now, that's a question I get asked 3-4 times a day. Well, I'm an American. Yes, I'm certainly the Republican candidate. I'm certainly the conservative candidate. But you know what? I'm an American. I'm a New Yorker. I'm an American, and I'm proud of that.
Let me ask you one more related question. I'll be guilty of what you've just raised. But if you were to win this race, the Senate majority leader right now, Chuck Schumer, is a Democrat, of course, and you know, you got two senators for one state. Presumably, you would have to work together. How do you see that playing out?
I think that's great. I think that's the way it should be. I'd like to see a Republican and a Democrat in every state, okay, working together as senators. And I think that's an important thing. I would love to work with him. I might disagree with a lot of his policies and things he does, and I'm sure he's going to disagree with my ideas and what I want to get done. But if you can't sit down as two adults at a table and work out what's best for the people that put you there, that's a problem in itself, and that needs to change.
Mike Sapricone, candidate for U.S. Senate in New York State. He's a Republican, and when we come back the next time, Mike, I've got a lot more to ask you about.
Can't wait. Thank you so much.